With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis has unveiled a plan to make it easier for the marijuana industry to use banks. Scott Franz has more.
The effort to remove banking restrictions has stalled at the federal level, where the drug is still illegal. Polis wants to increase the number of banks serving the industry by 20% in the next 5 months. He says it's dangerous for dispensaries to be cash only.
Employees in the cannabis industry have experienced assaults and batteries. In an effort to steal cash from these businesses.
He says his administration is trying to remove some of the hurdles that prevent cannabis companies from using local banks. Last year, Colorado dispensaries sold more than $1.6 billion worth of marijuana. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Rocky Mountain Resources, the limestone mining company looking to expand their operations near Glenwood Springs by 5,000%, is calling the city's motion to intervene in a lawsuit a publicity stunt. The Post-Independent reports Glenwood Springs filed a motion in January to intervene in the lawsuit between the mining company and Garfield County. Rocky Mountain Resources attorneys wrote the lawsuit, which stems from allegations the mining company violated a county permit, has nothing to do with Glenwood Springs. City officials claim they have direct and concrete interest in the case to protect its recreational economy, among other reasons. But Rocky Mountain Resources disagrees and accuses the city of wanting to be a part of the case for publicity for their fight against the mining company's proposed expansion. This weekend, visiting academics discuss how the geology of marble in the Crystal River Valley shaped the area's history. Kristen Kay has more.
At the Marble Museum Winter Open House, five professors and authors will lead talks on everything from the Ute Indian and Redstone coal eras to the geology of the West Elk Mountains. The museum's Alex Menard says the event will give some context to anyone who wants to know more about the area's natural history.
I mean, geology is like a book. All the layers are just sitting there like in a book. And every day you're looking out there at the book and you're seeing those pages, but you don't really know what they mean.
The open house begins at 1 at the museum, with talks starting on the hour. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.